What's happening, you guys? Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank for Wednesday, January 18th, 2012. This is part two of my conversation with Reap and Heffron. We pretty much split. We went and got high. Two out of the three of us got high. I won't tell you which two. It'll be more fun that way. But then we came back, and I had one more question about Last Comic Standing. And then pretty much all we did was talk about stupid movies and shit when we grew up, and about all these rumors we'd like to start with with celebrities from when we were little. So here it is. This is the podcast. I have a bunch of new dates. I'm not going to go through them all on my website. Go to arithegreat.com. And on the side widget, there's a bunch of dates. Maryland, Minneapolis, Dallas, Connecticut. And there'll be a bunch more coming soon. So do that. Go over there. I think that's it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank number 42. What should we call this? I love the 80s. It's all about us talking about stupid stuff when we were little. All right. With John Reap and John Heffron. Enjoy.
When I was young, it was more important. Pain more painful, the laughter much louder, yeah. When I was young.
We're back,
yeah. We took a break.
We took a quick break.
You wouldn't have known if you didn't say anything.
I think they would have. I forgot what we said right before.
There was a weird sort of ending. There's no way to pick up exactly the same thing we were doing.
There's a way, but it would take preparation.
Maybe kill somebody.
I heard you guys talking about flossing.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, because I do this to Jenta. I've brought this up to Jenta before. If you have a dentist appointment,
yeah,
and you're going in that day just for a random checkup to get your teeth cleaned,
uh-huh,
do you brush your teeth extra hard that day?
I will, yes.
See, I do the opposite.
You brush less?
I'm like, you work for it. I'm paying you. Get in there, clean this shit. I might not even floss. I might have a pizza and some prime rib and have some stuff in between teeth. You get in there and earn your money. That's how I look at it. Well, it's like, why would you wash your car and then take it to the car wash?
I don't want to brush too hard or floss if I don't usually, because I don't want to give them a false impression of what my teeth usually look like. I want them as my doctor to help me.
Yeah.
And to know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't wash your car and then take it to the car wash.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Who
John,
does
your
that?
Thoughts?
Yeah, John. What are your thoughts on flossing?
He's eating. He's like, what's flossing?
Yeah, no. I brush a little bit more, but they know. And I have dentist friends that they know. But it's just out of common, you know what I mean?
Courtesy.
Yeah.
Be nice.
If
they're
you're
still
going
to be in your mouth.
I think your dogs think these microphones are sticks.
Yeah, yeah. They think that they're balls you should toss.
Is that Ruby? Which one's that?
That one's Brutus.
Brutus.
Yeah, he looks like a chick.
Brutus. I guess myself.
He's the one that looks like a chick.
That's
why I gave him the name Brutus, to macho him up a little bit.
You used to think he was a Pomeranian, right?
We think he's a Pomeranian. When we got him, they said he was Pomeranian, but he's a little bigger than most Pomeranians.
And he can jump up on shit. Most Pomeranians are like, they do the paw
DNA
thing,
test
let them. You know
he does
up.
That, but he can jump. He'll get up on top of the recliner sometimes and just hang out, perch up there, and then jump from there off into the ground. I mean, yeah, he's...
DNA test him.
You have cool dogs.
I did that to mine.
I just don't care.
I don't care
it's
who
a lot
that
of money.
Is. I know he's
how
adopted.
How much does that cost?
It's 30-some bucks.
30?
You swab them.
And then you know for sure what they are?
And you send it in, and then the dog can live a life with an identity instead of you might be.
You don't have to give him a shot or anything?
No, they get their spit.
Oh, well, that's much easier.
Yeah, you just swab it and send it.
I was on the fence of whether or not you should do it. And now
it's 30 bucks. That sounds pretty,
They sell it at Petco just as you're leaving. There's a DNA testing
kit. Now we're
kit.
Definitely going to do that.
Okay, the argument's over.
It was like millions of dollars to get it done.
No.
Like cloning something.
No.
Okay, I have one last question about Last Comic Standing, you guys.
Okay.
How did other comics treat you? You were both LA comics at the time, right? How did the rest of the comics treat you? It must have changed.
Not you mean out here, just on the road, or in general?
Yeah, no, the people you saw out here.
I think most people were happy for me, you know, because I'm always Mr. Nice Guy anyway.
Yeah.
So I've never pissed off anybody. So they're always like, oh, cool. They knew me. They're like, we knew John did the road for a long time. He came out here and he paid his dues, and now he won Last Comic Standing. So I think most people were happy for me. Now, I'm sure there are a lot of people who I don't know who are also comics who talk shit and didn't like that or are jealous or whatever. But I don't hear it. So if I don't hear it, then
I know at the comic store
exist.
We all saw you kill all the time. So we're just like, oh, finally, someone deserving. Like, well, that should be. That's a thing that should be.
Yeah. So I felt
opposed to Heffron.
You never came to the comedy store.
Right.
When Dat became the first one, like, he couldn't do an hour. He couldn't do the hour. He had to like, tell his features to go longer because he wasn't ready.
Yeah.
So it's nicer when like someone was like, oh, they've already been headlining.
Yeah, I would hear like the side people, but I never had a comedy crew because I was such a road guy in Detroit, and then I lived in Chicago, and then moved out to L.A., but then always did colleges in the road and only performed when I had to showcase for a network person.
Yeah.
So I never had a group of comics. I had no friends. I didn't have that clue anyway.
You had friends, but not like.
And then I
friends.
Was on the season where there was some problem during one of the things where they said it was rigged. Like the whole thing
They said it was rigged.
Yeah, my season
Brent
was
Butler?
The big. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was. Kid. Oh yeah, because that fucking Natterman.
They walked off.
Yeah.
Was Natterman.
Natterman was the.
Yeah.
Guy.
So like, I was on the season. Like, they said it was rigged, but it was like for
the producer didn't like Natterman for some reason, and Brent Butler and who
Drew
else?
Carey.
Drew Carey did. And they picked him.
And they're like, hold on, wait, why didn't he? Picked him and she picked him, so what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's yeah. Like, and then
they should have known.
Then
said, producers like, run shit.
Yeah.
You guys are just figureheads.
Because you're just judging their art form, but we
don't. And then after that season, I would get a lot of comics going, yeah, but, you know, that show was rigged. And then I would go as, because I kind of felt the person, I'm like, for what?
Until people voted. Once people started voting.
Or the show that
they
were going to give me after. Yeah. Have you seen one comic who's one last comic that's gotten their name on a show? It's never happened. So who is it rigged for? Well, it's just, you know, casted. Yeah, like every other TV show in the history of TV shows.
Jersey Shore people are just actors.
Yeah, the first 12 people
way.
On American
not,
Idol.
They don't act like that.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
Oh, I'd love to find that out. That'd be hilarious.
It is. No, it's true. This is what I've heard, that people that were in that for casting, they're all from New York.
Uh-huh.
They're theater guys, and they came down
to
try out for
funny.
It.
Oh, that's funny.
Do the most Guido.
I wonder what they're like.
They're the same. I have a buddy that
But they're not great actors.
No.
They just were trying to be.
Yeah. That. And they're just amping up their Guido side.
Yeah, one of
them's
like Mexican.
None of them's Italian.
None of them?
I've been situations.
No.
Italian. No?
I remember seeing that none of them are legitimately Italian.
That's funny.
Fuck that. When I was raised, the main man was
Yeah, no. Care. You can't.
Italians are one of the worst of the whites. They're one of the worst.
Italians?
Yeah. Not Italians per se, but the ones that act extra Italian. The ones that try to act
the
like
the machismo
themselves.
Side
Yeah,
of
when
it.
You can't tell if someone's Armenian... Yeah, you're pretty cool. Oh, I didn't know that. But like, the ones that can't tell you're top, but the ones that try to go that, oh, it's the worst.
I see, speaking of Italians, I see
none
Henry Hill.
None of the whites are that bad.
Henry Hill, the guy they wrote the Goodfellas movie about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
At my Target, riding around in one of those little old people carts, that little motorized motorcycle.
Really? You saw him?
I see him almost every time I go to my Target.
Do you recognize him?
Oh, yeah, he completely knew who he was.
Did he know who you were?
No, he doesn't.
He's like,
but I just see that
John
whole
Heffer
Goodfellas
from
movie.
Podcasting.
It's such a great movie. And then cut to 30 years later, you're a really old guy in Target driving around in one of those little carts.
Right.
Is what's
Still
that.
Can't walk.
Random. He was a rat. Fuck him. I won't do the show with him. He was a rat.
Brutus, our dog
That's what
is.
I heard somebody tell me once.
Yeah, we have two dogs. Just so for the listeners at home on Skeptic Tank
and last podcasting.
We're doing this one. We're not in. We're actually not sitting in the Death Squad studios this time. We're sitting in my living room. John Heffron is in the recliner. Me and Ari are sitting on the couch. We got two little doggies running around, and we got a leg lamp to the right from the movie
A Christmas Story.
By the way, you said Toy Story.
I was about to. Yeah.
Now, do you remember the movie The Toy with Richard Pryor?
Yeah, it was a great movie.
Have you tried to look at... That's why I bring it up. Have you seen it lately?
No.
It is the most racist thing ever.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Look how happy I just got. So wrong.
You have to watch it again.
Okay, wow.
Because the kid comes in and goes, I want the black man.
Yeah.
I want that for Chris. I want my daddy to buy me the black man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's straight up really kind of...
I always say this.
That movie could not be made
like
today.
Sanford and Son, where they get away with saying some stuff, they just drop straight N-bombs on Sanford and Son. Like, just, he's that straight. And you're like, whoa. And it's like, I'm not going to say I don't want to use the word normal, but I like when people use it. Like, that's a good racist joke, whatever he said. Right. Oh, I'm definitely going to watch that again.
I just was flipping through it, and I saw it. I remember liking this movie. Let me watch this again. I was like, whoa. Yeah, it's good.
There's all those movies, like the original Bad News Bears.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's such a
good
movie.
What do they say? Simone always quotes lines from that that I'm like, it's just the most racist, horrible things. And I'm like, that's Bad News Bears?
Yeah,
really?
Tanner Boyle was like shouting PG. Out the N-word.
Yeah.
Bix, like, he would throw out anything. It's literally like a little kid saying those, and no one has a problem.
I got to watch that one again because Walter Matthau one, right?
Yeah, it's so good.
And he just went for it.
Tanner Boyle is the greatest character ever.
And then what was the girl that was a good hitter?
Who was the girl?
The good pitcher. That was the girl. Her dad was Tatum O'Neal.
Tatum O'Neal.
And she was just playing a lesbian. Like that was what she did. The time looking back, that's just a lesbo role.
That's what it was, yeah.
There'd be gender bending. They'd have to cast it too pretty, and people would be like, no, you show the real fucking the dykes.
Everybody and then the creepiest looking guy, the kid who was like a little bit older, that was like the good baseball player.
Oh, the one who rode a motorcycle?
I got to watch that movie, too.
Yeah, that's
If you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen either one. I've watched old movies now, like just Dumb and Dumber. Mm-hmm. Not old, but old from when I was little. Billy Madison.
I always loved Billy. Billy Madison, to me, is the best one, best Adam Sandler movie ever
Billy
done.
Madison, Happy Gilmore, and then a huge drop-off. And it gets all, like, serious, like, you know.
I liked Happy Gilmore, but Billy Madison made me laugh harder.
Oh, we talked about that.
He's such a retard in Billy Madison.
Yes.
He's such a retard.
When he's talking gibberish at the table.
He's just screaming. You can tell they're just riffing all the time and enjoying each other's company.
Yeah, just to stop looking at me, Swan. That made me laugh.
Oh, I see what's happening here.
I see what.
He's the swan. The penguin.
The penguin. Yeah. Oh, I see. Please, proceed.
Like, how can I say this more dumb? How can I say this more stupid?
He's going to shit when he finds out he stepped into shit.
You ruined it.
Such a great movie.
I can't say you saw. Did you see Sandlot? Right, we were talking about that.
You guys were talking about. Well, we're watching football the other day, but I haven't seen that.
Oh my god,
I saw
Sandlot
it once, like 7, 8, 10 years ago. And it was
great. There's certain words I can't say correctly because of that movie.
Is Sandlot?
I can't say the word forever. Is how I have to say that.
Why? Because some kid said it that way in Sandlot. Is it basically a modern day Little Rascals? The Sandlot.
God, it's so good. It's just good all the way around.
Yeah,
man.
I guess. Yeah,
Killing Me Smalls.
Yeah, maybe.
They're all like little kids and they're the main character.
Bill Cosby, by the way, bought all the Little Rascals because they were too racist. And he said, no one will ever see these again.
Well, too late because guess what? For Christmas one year, my wife went out and got me all of them.
The DVDs?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I remember we were watching on the plane one time. We were sitting on the plane watching Little Rascals on my computer.
Really?
And someone behind us like tapped me on the shoulder. And pointed at the screen and was like, just like giving us a thumbs up. Yeah. Like, oh, that was, remember those? Those were great. And I was nervous for a minute, like, somebody's going to say, like, this is racist, turn that off.
So now you're a racist just for enjoying the non-racist parts, too. Like,
exactly.
Oh, the fucking kid with this, he had a spike in his hair.
It's very racist, though. It's very racist.
Yeah.
It's hilarious, though.
The only time or series of shows I've ever bought, I bought Soul Train.
Really?
See those late night commercials?
I wouldn't even watch that when it was on. I gave it like 10 minutes. I'm like, this is too.
Well, you didn't grow up outside
you
of Detroit.
Bought what?
Soul Train?
Wow. What is that? I mean, Soul Train.
The dance show.
You bought like
on
a DVD of
it's
an episode of it.
From the
70s, Time Life.
Time Life.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Because for me, you'd watch the Soul Train lines, but that it came on about 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I would see my mom on the weekends. And so I'd watch cartoons. You'd wake up for Saturday morning cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Soul Train was on, that's when my mom was getting ready to take me out. So she's like in the shower, getting ready to take me to the mall. So I'd sit and watch Showtime. So it kind of Soul Train. So it reminds me of that time. So when I watch it or whatever, I immediately get in a good mood and think about it.
I see those Time Life book commercials where it's like, Time Life book, it's now. I'm like, I'm just going to my computer and download this right now.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I can get
like,
it right here.
I
forgot about that song. Yeah. Thank you, Time Life. I'll get it for free.
Yeah.
Remember those old books? That one's the Old West. Ain't nothing left of it now but a few broken down buildings and lots of memories. Time Life. Did you ever see those ones? Or are you guys too young for that?
Which one?
They were like a leather bound, like first you hit, the gunfighters. John West was so mean, he once shot a man just for snoring.
<You know? laughs> That's when there was more when there were four channels on, too.
Yes. Right. That was usually on like 50, like the Benny Hill.
You had to use the other knob with more channels. You had to take that one to that to the U and then move that one down there to the 50. Yeah, I remember those.
Those were good.
I was telling a girl that she was over And I could see the look on her face, like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's my wife half the time. Yeah. We have a 9-year difference, so if I'm talking about something
like,
from my childhood,
I barely remember
she's like,
it. It wasn't like when I was 19 or anything.
She's like, who's Huey Lewis?
Yeah. Gotta tell, you gotta watch the news.
I'm high-fiving you, Ari, on that one. I like that. Yeah.
I saw them in Ottawa this year.
I would love
to
see
me and Jay Oakerson. They were playing the Blues Fest.
Really?
And we did comedy there. We watched it, yeah.
Can he still sing?
They're great.
Every corporate guy I've ever worked with.
A shitload of B pluses. They're all like, oh, yeah, that's not bad, this song. I remember this.
That's the power of love.
Yeah.
Said that he's a tool. I sat next to the guy from Cheap Trick on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Recently.
Did you talk to him?
He talked about Cheap Trick. Like, I was like, oh, my God, it's the lead singer of Cheap Trick. And he let me know he was in Cheap Trick.
Oh, really?
Almost, like, within seconds. And then we had, like, a cool
Southwest
conversation.
I never listened to Van Halen, but Simone did. And one time, Diamond Dave.
Yeah.
He was at the Comedy Store talking to me and Rogan and somebody else. And Simone was like, oh, yeah, I almost came in my pants just watching you guys.
Just right. Like, Simone probably couldn't even talk to him. He was so nervous.
Yeah, he did. I don't think he did.
Yeah.
That's how I got. Dave Grohl goes there, and I just sort of stand nearby him, and then I walk away.
Yeah. David Lee Roth was huge.
Who's your biggest celebrity you ever saw or came across that had, like, the biggest aura? Like, where you're like, oh. You know, sometimes, like, real famous guys, you're like, there's a weird energy where you're like.
I was working the electronics show at the whatever they had, not the Staples Center, but the place next to it, the Forum. And fucking Damon Wayans and his brother Keenan Ivorians walked by, and I was like, they just look different than regular people.
Yeah,
I noticed
he works
that.
Out
like,
at my
that's
gym.
That's funny. You talk to him?
No.
I see him at my gym every day, and I never say anything to him.
Really?
Which
wife,
one? Keenan?
The oldest brother.
The Keenan's the old one, right?
Keenan, yeah. But that was right when I moved out here, and I was such a humongous fan.
Yeah. Wow.
My wife said Sting has that. She was at a party. It was Brad Pitt, Sting, like some huge mogul. And Sting started talking to her. Her wife was with the catering company.
Mm-hmm.
Started talking to her for like a long time. And she said, I don't even know. I knew he was something. Like, how do you not know who Sting was?
I think Travis Tritt came into the comedy store and one dude recognized him. It was just covered with guys.
Travis
going nuts. Everyone else like, what? Who cares? I don't know.
I used to have a buddy. He was in a band when I did radio.
Jen is like, I don't know who Travis Tritt is.
I'm a country guy. I might even be getting the name wrong. It might have been somebody else.
No, that's a country singer.
This guy was in this band, Blessed Union of Souls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember that song? They had so many. They had
it's still
She's in love with a black man because I believe the love is the answer. And then I want to be there when the morning comes.
God, I don't
want to be there.
Is this rock and roll or R&B?
It's top 40 when top I played 40. Anyway, so they probably had 6 or 7 top 10 hits. So you would, if I played you 5 songs, you'd go, oh, I've heard this.
Oh, right.
So we would go into karaoke bars and I'd get drunk and I'd put his name down.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd get up, and I'd make him sing one of his songs
at
karaoke. And every time people come up and go, you sound just like the guy. You know, we have a contest every Tuesday. You should come on by. He was cool enough to do it every time, though.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's hilarious.
Sing your own stuff. But it was so – nobody knows if you've heard maybe the 700 of their songs, but you would never know anybody who was in the band.
I still get a little weird whenever I see a celebrity. It's still fucking.
Vince Vaughn was for me.
Oh yeah, when I saw him, I remember that. That's right.
Because he's tall anyway.
Yeah.
And I guess tall famous people have a little bit more of an aura because you're already looking up to them.
Oh yeah, maybe.
You know, physically, you are actually looking up to them a little bit. But Vince Vaughn, what is he? Oh, you're 6'2"?
I'm 6'3".
What is he?
He's like 6'5".
6'5". He's up there.
He's 6'4", but I think 6'5".
Yeah. We were hanging out with...
he used to come to the store.
He used to come to the store. But the first time I met him, he came... We were hanging out with Steve Renazzisi.
Yeah.
And he knew him from how did he know him? No, it was Ahmed Ahmed.
Ahmed knew him, yeah.
Yeah. And then Steve knew him too somehow. I guess through Ahmed Ahmed.
He came around.
Yeah.
Steve knows how to talk about show business because he's in it, really.
Yeah.
And we all like your words.
Apparently,
me.
It's Steve. I don't. Well, anyway, they were like, "Well, do you guys want to meet?" I think Ahmed Ahmed said, "Do you want to meet Vince Vaughn?" I was like, "Well, sure, I'd love to." He goes, "All right, well, he's going to come here to this certain bar, but they're going to close the bar down. Yeah. They're going to let us hang out for a little bit, and then he's going to show up."
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then he came with like Peter Billingsley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We saw him. He came to the comedy store.
Yeah.
His default, whatever it is. But he was at the comedy store, and somebody said, because he directs
the Christmas
now.
Story.
Yeah.
Well, he was in A Christmas Story. He directed Elf.
Yeah, and he directed the Vince Vaughn Wild West Comedy Tour.
Right.
That Vince Vaughn was in and stuff. Anyway, he came to the store and the word got out. Like, dude, Peter Billingsley from the Christmas Story is here in the bathroom. And before he got out, there was like eight dudes around the bathroom waiting for him. He came out, and everyone within a second stared at him and then popped their heads away. I think I realized what they were doing.
He was really cool. Those are our dogs going off.
Definitely
in the
barked because you heard nothing outside. Idiot.
They do not like Peter Billingsley.
Stupid.
We can't say that name in here anymore. The dogs are going to shit. Yeah. They hate that movie because it's on a loop and it's playing a lot. It shoots you right. So he came with Vince Vaughn, and Peter Billingsley showed up. And I didn't know that it was Peter Billingsley because all I knew was he's a kid from A Christmas Story. And he's older now. He's a grown man. He doesn't look like that kid anymore.
People shouldn't age. It's exactly the same forever.
I was at a bar hanging out with Vince Vaughn and Ahmed Ahmed and some other people. I think Steve was there too. And we're all just getting hammered. And they're playing like old school country, like Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, all this old school shit. Yeah. And we're all like singing it to each other like – almost like a competition, like who knows more words to this song than the other guy. So then this blonde-headed dude walks up and he starts singing a country song with me. And before I know it, we're like doing like this. We're old chums. We're old pals. And I didn't know it was him for the longest time. And I found out
later. So you guys act normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So, but then later I was like, oh, cool. I was just fucking bonding with Peter Billingsley. So that was awesome.
Yeah. Very nice. That's how I met Tina the others. We started dating.
Oh, that's right. And to remind our listeners who Tina Yothers is again.
Tina Yothers was the girl from Family Ties, the youngest. The blonde one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The youngest one.
Yeah. Saw her at a bar, didn't know who she was. She was at the table next to ours, Cat and Fiddle, and we started talking. And so then we went on a date. I realized who she was, but we already started hitting it off at that point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just one date?
No, we went out for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I told everyone at the Comedy Store. I don't know why. I started this live once a long time ago. And I had my friends leave me messages, like female friends.
That whole thing was a lie?
Yeah.
I never went out with her?
I just remember the name Tina Yothers and then convinced everyone that I'd been hanging out with her.
I believed you.
Yeah.
You ass. That's hilarious. Yeah, I think you showed me a picture, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You found it online?
I look really good. When I get into, like... This lie has to my spy mode. Oh my God. Really into it.
I thought you were about to talk about that time.
Yeah.
Before you told us that story, though, did you just say, here's a lie I used to think?
No.
The whole time you were talking, I'm like, he's completely, I did it. I didn't.
Yeah, I can sell it, man.
I think I've told other people that.
I said, I looked her up. I knew she had black hair. She's in this band.
Right.
I said, because I knew people would double check me. And if you double check me, you were fucking getting triple checked because I was there with the details.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
We eventually
broke up. So you never met her?
Because she got engaged. And I was like, fuck. This has got to end now.
Oh, you found out she got engaged.
Yeah. So then I ended it. Yeah. And then I said, she wanted me to move in. It got fucking weird. And then people, a few weeks later, were like, dude, she got engaged. I'm like, what? 2 weeks after we broke up?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Did any girls talk to you because you're dating Tina
Yothers?
That's a great one, though. That's a good one to pick, Tina Yothers.
Thank you very much.
It really is.
Gettable.
That's because,
she was cast when she was a cute little girl. She blossomed into an okay-looking woman.
You never do the math to think, how old is she actually?
She's not, big enough to be, Blossom. Blossom was huge.
Yeah.
This girl, she was a big, big show, but not, a big, big part.
It made Michael J. Fox. He was the guy.
Yeah, he was the guy. That's so funny.
She was the sixth person on that show.
If you'd have said you went out with Michael J. Fox, I would not have never believed you.
It was so great. I don't know why I started that lie. I have no idea. But I sold it for like 5 to 6 months.
Damn.
No, another one you could do.
I'm disappointed that it's not true.
Yeah, me too a little now. I said it so many times I started I could see it in my mind. I could see it.
You actually tricked yourself into believing it. Yeah. That
you
happens.
You could easily start one pick a celebrity and go, I was roommates with him or her when I first moved out here. And you start a whole side life.
Yeah.
Who would yours be?
Who? Oh, wow. On the spot?
Yeah.
You guys put some time into it. Well, God. Go ahead. You got one?
No, I don't know. Oh, I know who I always say I am. No. Is that kid from the Wonder Years.
Marilyn Manson is that kid?
Yeah.
You had a rib removed?
Yeah. So who would you do?
I don't know. I got to think of someone. It's got to be someone close to your age, right?
It's a tough one. And then if you go like way off the thing, like Tom Cruise, no one's going to believe you. No,
so I might go Eric Stoltz.
Eric Stoltz. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, wait, which one is he?
Well, he was the guy that played
Mask. You always hear stories of like Robin Williams. Yeah, it was Christopher Reeve was my college roommate. And you'd hear that. And you're like, oh, can you imagine those two living? So you can just make.
Yeah.
I need this.
When I first moved to L.A., Eric Stoltz had like a two-bedroom condo. And he was renting it out. And I crashed there, you know, for a month. He's the nicest guy, though.
You guys look like
I'm just going with it.
Like yeah, no, we'll add to the story. We'll get it into your subconscious so you think it's true. You know? So,
yeah. And then he's got red hair, too, so we had a Latin
call. Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, we always talk about that.
Yeah.
We come home and be like, hey, Red, is that you? It's like, it sure
it's
is Red.
It's me, it's Red.
Yeah, and our neighbors would be like, do you guys?
Could hog in the mirror. No, just look at me. It's the same thing.
Yeah, you throw did a few details in.
Yeah, did he get weird after Mask?
No, like, well, he was so pissed off because in Mask, no one actually knew it was him because he had to wear all that makeup.
Oh, wow.
And he was great in Mask, but no one knew it was him. So, I mean, he got paid well and and critically acclaimed among his peers, but the regular public had no clue it was him.
And is that when he booted you out?
Yeah.
Is that when he booted you out once he's on
Mask? Actually, that was a good time because he was hardly ever there. He was always on location.
He made it while he was shooting that movie. That's he did that while you guys were roommates?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And then that was after that.
It only took like 2 weeks to do it. You know how they well, it doesn't take long to get your one part. They shoot all your scenes and get it over with.
Oh.
Yeah, he was gone for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. They had to work around Cher's schedule. He kept complaining about how Cher was such a bitch. Played his mom at the time.
That would be a good one. That would totally be a good one to do.
Because then everybody would, when you bring that up once, and
it would get out. And people, it would come up like, oh,
okay,
yeah,
here's what we
got to
do. You have to look and see because we're at the same club.
Other people would say, other people would stick up for you.
Here's how quick you can see.
No, dude, it's I know because I know.
That's so funny.
You say it to a door guy. Uh-huh. And then when one of us comes around the next time, you go, who is here? Oh, was Heffern here? Or was Reap here? Or, yeah. Did you know he was, his roommate was, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
and they would peep shit.
Yeah.
Like door guys are notorious for, hey, you guys cool? You're not going to say anything? No, bro, we do this every week. No one's going to say anything. And then you hear, oh, I heard you. Hey, you motherfuckers.
Right.
You
said if you want something said, tell a door guy.
Yeah, tell the door guy. Yeah. And just go, yeah, I don't tell a lot of people.
It's free advertising.
That's a good one, Eric.
I never think that was some door guy sharing like secrets or something. I never be like, oh, really? I never think like, hey, idiot, whatever you say, he's going
to
share with people.
Yeah, to be the next guy. Oh, dude, you know totally. Boy, and you're like,
you guys, sorry, we're at capacity. We can't let anyone else in here. John Reap's in here, and he used to be roommates with Eric Stoltz.
Who would yours be?
Who I'd say? Well, the Tina Yellows is not bad.
Tina Yellows, I mean, that's where it started. You got to pick one. Who's yours?
I was throwing it off because I was trying to think, do you go crazy?
Simone used to say this. His credit was I was the Gooch on Different Strokes.
Different Strokes, the Gooch. Which one was
like
the Gooch?
The bully.
I vaguely remember the Gooch.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
Here's what he'd find. People would say, like, yeah, I remember you from that, whatever. And he would say, not only did I remember me from that, the Gooch was only referenced. He never appeared on Different Strokes. So people are like, yeah, you're
that's
good.
Why I couldn't think of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. When I first moved out here, I had one of my cousins.
Yeah.
And my parents were like, you should just ask him if you could stay and stuff like that. And I'm like, kind of, because he was kind of famous.
Oh, really? You had a famous cousin?
Yeah. Like on my stepmom's side, but still.
Right.
So when I first got out here, met him for lunch at Jerry's. And he's like, how long are you going to be out here for? I'm like, I'm on the road a lot and stuff like that. And he goes, well, you could totally just stay at my place. Mm. And that guy, Jack Wagner.
Jack Wagner.
Really?
Now, who's
Which
that?
Which one is he? From Melrose Place?
It's at Melrose Place.
He was the late addition
to Melrose
song.
Place. He had an 80s song.
Was he on, like,
song?
Dynasty or something before that?
How do you talk to an angel?
No, that wasn't him. Okay. Jack's song was...
Eddie Murphy. What was it? We got Party All the Time.
My girl wants to...
No,
they get one hit of them. Whenever they cross over, they get one hit allowed. And then it's like,
and
no.
Then it's, get back to what you were doing, please.
Jack Wagner's was... Kissing you was not what I had planned.
Oh, wow.
Now I'm not so sure just where I stand. I wasn't looking for true love.
Hold my hand,
now you're looking at me. You're the only one I could think of. You're the only one I need.
Oh, I sort of remember the last part.
Yeah.
I need it. Just a little more time to be sure what I feel Is it?
That's all right. I just turned it down. I just realized, like,
we're pretty
loud. Nah, see, but Jack, you're Eric, what's his face?
I didn't know that was Jack. I didn't know that was your cousin who sang that song.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Not as believable
did
as
you
yours.
Did you see him? As, yeah. It's hard
it took
to tell,
me a minute to find out who that was.
But when things pop into your head, you'll realize, oh, that's a perfect timing. He wasn't famous about 2 years before I was out there.
That's great.
Yeah, perfect. Well, and he's about my age.
Awesome.
Because the story, which is a true story that I tell, the person who got me into stand-up comedy went to open mics, was in love with a waitress. She says, are you going to do open mics? And I was like, yeah, of course I would. And I just sat in her section, was Lucy Liu.
Really?
From Charlie's Angels. That's a true story.
Wow.
So I
before
could almost
she was famous.
What?
Before she was famous,
she was
too.
She was a waitress.
Waitress.
A comic club.
Where? In Detroit?
In Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Nice.
Tom Rhodes has a great story about Laurie Anderson, and I'm not going to tell it, but if anybody out here sees Tom Rhodes, sees him going into a comedy club, say, please tell the Laurie Anderson story.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's so fucking good.
Okay.
But that right was now, just like, do a little test.
Just started comedy, and he came out here on a trip, like he was like 6 months in or something, met Laurie Anderson.
I saw Tom Rhodes in Amsterdam once.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see him perform.
Oh, you
I saw
also
him
say that?
On the street. Okay. No, it's true. Yeah, yeah.
You just walk past him?
It was me That's and cool. Jeff and a couple other guys in Amsterdam, and Tom Rhodes was on the corner. He lived there for a while.
Yeah.
Like, he moved there for
a
while.
Yeah, he was doing stand.
Yeah, and so it was like, I think that's Tom Rhodes over there. And he was cussing out a homeless guy because this same homeless guy kept, like, asking him for money, and he kept giving him money. And then he's like, dude, you can't keep asking me all the time. There's other people here, man. But every time you say Louis Anderson, I can't think of anyone but Jeff Richards
just
doing
impression.
Louis has Jeff Richards of the best Louis Anderson.
Yeah,
of anybody. I don't know anybody else who ever did Louis Anderson impression.
No, not really.
Who'd you guys say it was? Eric Roberts.
Eric Stoltz was
Eric
my
Stoltz.
Guy.
Eric for Roberts those of you listening, this
Eric Roberts, good, he's too old, though.
This would be a good way to see, actually, if you've stuck around and stuff. If you could tweet at John Reap or at Last Podcasting, just say, I can't believe Eric Stoltz was your roommate.
Yeah. Let's see if we
just
get that
see
lie his, going.
Whatever.
Just found out at John Reap was roommates with
Eric
Stoltz.
Eric
pretty
Stoltz.
Cool. Dot,
oh, yeah.
Dot.
Pretty
dot.
Cool.
No one who doesn't listen to this will
know.
Know.
Right.
So just
you guys can help us spread this lie. It'd be hilarious.
Wait, if they do it too much, will it get out too much?
How do we do it so that it ends up on Perez Hilton or TMZ or something like that?
You got to go way south with it.
Yeah,
like,
it's got to be something nasty happen, huh?
Mm-hmm. Like Corey Feldman is saying, is he the one alive still? Other Corey's?
Corey Feldman is
he's
still
coming
alive.
Out with a book.
Tell all book, like Screech
with
did.
The two, he says there's a bunch of Hollywood moguls that touched him.
Right.
And he's
when
coming
he
out.
Kid, when he was a kid.
I
yeah.
Bet.
Yeah.
Which, but that sucks, and you know, because somebody said, yeah, the two Coreys were passed around a lot at parties.
Right.
Was this actress's quote?
They're like hors d'oeuvres on a plate just being passed around.
And you know that shadiness goes down, but at first I was like, why doesn't he just tell people? Like, that person should be beaten and thrown. I'm like, I would. People are going to want to know in his book. That's a good way to do it.
You make some cash.
I Bobby Lee told me a story of, like, he got invited. It was the end of a night, and he got invited to, like, Tom Cruise was having a party. And he goes, and he named like two other famous people that were going to be there. Maybe it wasn't Vince Vaughn that was going to take him, but somebody sort of famous was going to take him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, I'm not going. And it's like, well, couldn't it have helped your career? He goes, yeah, but I didn't. What if it was that one time where they say, okay, here's how it's going to work. You're going to blow all of us, but you're going to be a massive superstar within 2 years' time. Okay,
I'm not ready for that yet.
So he got it. He goes, I don't know what I would decide. And I don't want to be put in that position.
So you leave. He just didn't go.
I'm just not going to the party.
Oh, that's
funny. There's a reason you're here. The reason you're in the hot tub with us right now.
That's good. That's good.
I'm taking my Jack Wagner back.
You're taking back? Who are you
going to go with? Thinking this, and then I'm going to call you guys, and you're like, yeah, the podcast is over. We don't give a fuck.
Jack Wagner's
how would people
not...
start this rumor for each or every one of us?
Do we start three separate rumors and just let them...
Three separate rumors.
And almost like three rumors, it's a race.
Do you
want to
keep doing Tina Yothers, or do you want to do something different?
Would people know that?
No, start a different rumor. We'll start three different rumors
okay.
and see which one...
Well, here's the rumor I've wanted to start it for a while.
Okay.
Oh, you already got one.
And you have to help me with this. Because I've tried it a few times and it's never really got
I'll
going.
I'll put it out to my...
You got to help me because I forgot the girl's name.
Oh.
She was... Do you ever see the movie Bully?
Oh, God. Well, how old
yeah,
is
Yeah, with Jim Belushi.
No.
How old is Bully?
Bully's about 8, 9, 10 years old.
No, I mean the movie. When did it come out?
Oh, with Tim Allen?
Like 10 years ago? No.
There's one... I'm thinking of My Bodyguard.
No. That was with Whitney Houston?
No. That's no, you go earlier. That's the guy.
I got to find this now because I got to find her name.
Who hires the bodyguard and they build the motorcycle. That's
yeah.
Dude, you should watch
that's
that
a good one.
One.
That's
you
a
watch
good one.
An old movies. Or you should watch
My Bodyguard.
My Bodyguard.
It was before Whitney,
that was Whitney Houston.
No, Whitney Houston. That was just called Bodyguard.
Which one's My Bodyguard?
Oh, it's so good.
Is that with
it's a guy who gets beat up in school and you'll recognize the guy who plays the bully because he's really
been,
famous now.
Yeah.
And then he hires this big looking Tate Fletcher looking guy is the bad guy.
Yeah.
MMA fighter, friend of ours. And he hires this guy to protect them.
Yeah.
And it's a whole, it's just that
I remember seeing when I was
like
a kid
movie.
Going like, oh, I'd love to have one of those.
Yeah, it's really good. But it's set in the 70s and it just has this, it's a really
70s.
Good movie.
That's
dude.
Why I was asking how old is it, because that's what I was thinking of. It's from the 70s. But that's not what you're talking about.
No, okay.
Bully
Bully is 2001.
2001.
Brad Renfro, Nick Stahl, Bijou Phillips.
So Bijou Phillips is who you're thinking of.
Yes, Bijou Phillips is who I was thinking of.
What does she look like?
There's other people.
Is she kin to Carney Wilson or the Wilson Phillips
clan
somehow?
Maybe, but I don't think so.
I think she might be, actually.
Really?
So I've heard her on Howard Stern. I think.
Maybe.
I think she's.
She's a hot chick.
Yeah, cute.
She's like a weirdo looking hot chick.
Yeah, she's.
Right. She plays a dirty whore.
Nice.
That she gets raped,
okay.
though.
And Bully?
Yes.
Nice.
It's really great.
Where are we going to start?
It's a really good movie.
She was in Playboy, too.
So here's what I've been trying to start, because she's a so celebrity. She comes up once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming her career is going to keep going. Hopefully she's done stuff. She was an Almost Famous. Jesus, she's been in stuff.
Yeah, she's
Hostel
had a good
Part
career.
Two. Okay. Bijou Phillips has swamp pussy.
What does that mean?
It means it smells horrible.
Okay.
It smells horrible.
And it's hot and there's flies.
And all the time.
Mosquitoes.
Unknown. Yeah. It's just a gross. That's what I've wanted to start for so long.
All right.
But can people please, when she comes up, please just say... Oh, Bijou Phillips, you know she.
I will
she
put that.
Pussy.
I will make this promise to you. I will put that out on my @JohnReap Twitter account. I will say, so good having Ari Shaffir @AriShaffir on the podcast tonight. Can't believe he actually had sex with Bijou Phillips, who also happens to have swamp pussy.
Oh.
I might go swamp vagina.
But I'm not saying I had sex with her. I'm just saying just a known thing.
Oh,
that's just a rumor.
Well, you just want to start something negative about her.
Not. Yes, it's negative. Yes. That was the room I wanted to start.
You wanted to have something in there and then you smelled the swamp. But
no, I should.
You don't
want
to have first-hand experience of this? You just want to start it about her?
Yeah. That was always my goal. From 8-9 years ago. I don't know why.
Just her.
I heard Bijou Phillips has swamp pussy.
Keep
it's just like
it.
The rumor about Jamie Lee Curtis is part man, part woman. Remember, she has an extra chromosome? I know you've heard that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was a while back,
But everyone swore to it.
Mm-hmm. No one else when we had...
Swamp pussy.
It's like when you think of Richard Gere, what do you think of immediately?
The gerbil.
Exactly.
What, Rod Stewart? Were you guys...
So you want, when
this?
People say Bijou Phillips, you want to think immediately
swamp
pussy.
I want you thinking of swamp pussy.
I know. Here's... Or we create this. You
don't say where you got it from.
Okay.
Or we create urban legends, because I haven't heard a new one in a while.
Bijou, if you're listening to this...
She ain't listening to this.
I'm
sorry. If you're listening to this, I'm really sorry. It caused you any pain, but this is your name.
This is a fun game we play.
Yeah.
Our urban
legend
growing
you,
up
though.
Was Kiss killed Mikey because Mikey saw Kiss without their makeup on. There, I just ate the Mikey. I'll eat it. Mikey likes it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mikey, he likes it.
So Rod Stewart had a gallon of sperm in his stomach.
Right.
Rod Stewart had a gallon.
I've heard that one.
Remember that?
He had to have a stomach pump.
Well, I've heard that one before.
Yes.
Yeah.
A gallon of sperm.
Gallon.
I heard Bon Jovi had AIDS.
Who did?
Bon Jovi.
Oh.
But this is way back then.
And then, the ones you guys just said, gerbil, whatever.
Richard Gere,
but I haven't
gerbil.
Heard any Richard new Gere. Ones of those. So maybe we should just start one.
Start a new one, huh?
It doesn't
well,
have to be like
one.
So-and-so's pussy, but it could be just like a thing. Like, did you know
the
that?
The problem is now IMDb will just ruin most rumors like that.
Or Wikipedia.
Gerbil and stuff. But this guy became that guy?
I hate to do this to Eric Stoltz. Seems like a nice guy.
But if you say something like roommate, then it could work.
That's John might be our only hope of starting one, because we'll start the Eric Stokes was his roommate, mm-hmm. and then you're going to say something not shitty,
right?
But almost just kind of like unprovable,
right?
Yeah.
How roommate. Something like Eric Stoltz never washed his hands after using the bathroom? No, it's got to be worse. It's got to be worse.
Like he did something.
Someone bigger than Eric Stoltz.
Yeah.
As a roommate, though, then I'm not going
to. They have to have become bigger now. Maybe they became big within the last 3 or 4 years. So he could have been his roommate when he moved out to L.A. 12 years ago, whatever
the dude who played Dexter. What's his name?
There you go. Michael C. Hall.
Michael C. Hall, who is from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, you
could have been roommates in college.
Yeah.
Or in high school something happened. Go high school.
We got a fight. We went to, we both, I lived in Raleigh for a while. He lived in Raleigh for a while while I was going to school there.
Yeah.
We were tailgating at a football game.
Yeah.
And he snuck beer from my cooler. And he was skinny back then.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now he's not. And so, you know, I confronted him about, hey, dude, that's my cooler. You can't, he goes, and he said, fuck you, faggot. And
what?
He called me a faggot.
Whoa.
I know.
He went on to play a gay guy later.
How ironic
that's
is that?
That's what you were, yeah, okay.
Which just makes it so much weirder that he would have said that. And so I slugged him.
What happened?
I hit him in the face. And we fell. He swung back and missed. I tackled him. We're on the ground. We're scrapping for a while. He ripped my shirt off. I remember that clearly.
Really?
Ripped my shirt off
of
me.
What the fuck? What'd your buddies do?
Oh, well, they were. Well, I was winning, so they were just kind of watching.
Okay.
He was rogue. I didn't think he had any friends. He just came in and tried to take a beer. Kind of ballsy.
Whoa, that's so weird.
And then we scrapped for a while, and then them strangers came by and pulled me off
of him. Wasn't big back then?
No, he's not that tall to begin with, but back then he wasn't bulked up yet. He was a skinny little dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. You know another one
which is real name? What's his real name?
Michael C. Hall.
Michael C. Hall, yeah.
We could start... So-and-so doesn't...
Somebody take that out of context. If somebody wants to edit that out of context, just that clip of Reap saying that.
And now he's killing no people setup. On HBO or Showtime.
You could also go the route of Reap or Ari. They don't really need to work. Their family did this.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, do you know... You know that clear stuff that you put on iPhones that and stuff that makes it so you can't scratch?
Mm-hmm.
That's Ari's actually family.
We actually knew the guy whose father invented Gatorade. He was a comic for a little while. This is not a lie.
From Florida. From Florida.
Yeah, so, is
from Florida.
From Florida. He was
because
in LaPoya,
it helped.
LaPoya,
it helped LaPoya. The Florida Gators.
Yes.
That's why it was invented.
Like
but you could also do that.
I could be lying, but I'm not lying.
Yeah, like a Gatorade.
I don't know. You're
like, we're like, yeah, you invented
after,
Gatorade.
I don't know fucking people knowing he's an heir to fucking billions.
I can't trust you anymore. I totally believe your Tina Yothers story.
This is the problem. This is the modern day boy who cried wolf.
All right. So what do we do now?
I think I'm actually going to split this into two episodes because it was so different from start to
I know. It's totally different.
Can I say what we did?
We should take breaks more often.
Can I say what we did in between?
Sure.
We smoked some pot in between. We took a quick pee break, and then after we came back, that was
And then we got on this tangent.
Yeah. And I just came off a pot fast for 13 days. So
that's right. You weren't smoking for 13 days.
So I'm pretty high.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, didn't you have a date or you can't talk about it or
no,
she can talk about it?
No, I got high with the girl.
Yeah, okay.
That's the thing that he said, can we talk about it? And then he said, no, let's not.
Well, I had to make sure. Oh, the wife's calling.
It's okay.
Uh-oh.
Fuck her. She's tracked me.
Guys, I'm starving, though.
Okay, yeah, let's go eat.
Let's go eat.
Well, thank you very much for being on Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank.
Wait, let's do it this way. You say thank you for being on ours, and we'll say thank you for being on yours.
Yeah, that's what I was planning.
Oh, go ahead. But you said Skeptic Tank.
Yeah, you say...
I said thank you for... Well, say that. Sorry, it's back up.
Say thank you for being on Last Podcasting. And I'll say, and thank you for being on the Skeptic Tank.
Oh, that's not a bad
now,
idea.
Did we do your show, like, good enough where it was...
We did... Here's what I already thought about.
You have nice themes in your shows where I like about your shows is you have the guests coming on, you talk about a specific thing. So as a listener, you go, okay, it's not all over the board. This is some really...
Right.
I like it. That's why I like
yours. Smart, because before you download it... You know kind of what the theme is.
Hey, I'm either into that or I'm not into that.
Some people are like, oh, I'm not dealing with that theme. It's stupid. And you're like, no, we had a really – it's mostly comics. We have really funny conversations.
But did
this
one – it's also smart because instead of going like episode 1, 2, 3, or 4
oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, what was 4? Was that – they were talking about
– Yeah, somebody told me that on Twitter. Like people can say like they can call it by the name of the podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
That's smart.
Were we too all over the place? Did we dumb your podcast down?
No. Well, here's what I realized. When we came back, the first part before we left was all the Last Comic Standing stuff.
Yeah.
We learned a little about that. And that's when I have cleared linear topics, sometimes afterwards I just meander for like 45 minutes.
Right.
It's like, what can you do? But sometimes the topic stays so like together when you meander that you can split it up. So I think I'm going to split this up.
Nice.
And just do like, remember the 80s.
Our random lies.
Random
lies. Do we want to leave it on? Do we have good enough established lies? Because I don't know.
Are we trying to get listeners to help us? Or are we just...
I think we need to figure out a better. We need to brainstorm.
I'm definitely asking everyone to spread the swamp pussy thing.
Okay, that's Ari's.
We need one more.
You don't say where you got it from. Just
fucking
put it because then people might know. But just start saying it.
Right.
And even if people don't, they'd be like, "What's going on?" Suddenly, everyone's saying Bijou Phillips has swamp pussy.
Hashtag Bijou.
Hashtag the shit.
Hashtag swamp pussy.
Bijou Phillips has swamp pussy. That'd be a good one. How many?
What if that started trending a month from now?
Bijou Phillips, you're that just... swamp pussy. There's so many characters.
Can't we pick, like, the three of us pick, like, a AAA baseball team and then go to their Wikipedia and change it saying we are owners?
That we own it?
Yeah.
Okay, Hickory Crawdads.
What?
The Hickory Crawdads.
Hickory Crawdads?
It's a baseball team.
That's not good enough. No one will give a shit about us. We need to think of, maybe we'll just have to have people tweet, like...
some good ideas.
Yeah, I wanted to leave on a good, like, one big, oh, that'll be a good one to start. And I'm not feeling we have that, but we can end. We have Ari's.
I'm not giving up on that.
Yeah, that's Ari. Unless you just want to do that guy was your ex-roommate. Or do we want a non-tangible...
Why don't you guys take some suggestions for a week?
All right, let's take some suggestions. Hit us at Last Podcasting with good ideas of fake rumors.
Yeah. We want to start new urban legends.
New urban legends.
Yeah, they've done too many movies about all the other ones, so we have to start a new one.
We'll pick one out of all the tweets we get, and you and I will just go.
And we're going to make it, and we'll go online, and we'll do some. We'll literally start it. I would have to say the less sexual, because we have always going out there. Yeah. The more
better.
Something that's kind of believable.
Yeah, you want it almost repeated to see if it can make it on
a minor league baseball team.
Especially in Hickory.
Yeah, especially there.
Yeah.
Where it's like you've made some money, people don't really realize.
Like a part owner. I don't own
it
outright.
Right. You bought it. Right.
Yeah, I've got like 30%.
A minority owner.
Thank you.
Which, by the way, if they hear this, they're going to be like, hey, they're going to call you like, you totally want to do that.
are you serious? Right. Can you guys please?
John, you can have it for $10. No one comes to the game.
You get more people when you're showing at Charlie Goodnight's than you do that actually show up to watch the baseball team.
It's less valuable than a house in Detroit. Please, just buy some of us.
Somebody killed somebody. We could go one of us.
One of us killed somebody?
Self-defense. Hit somebody with a bowling pin.
One of us killed a guy?
Too bad energy?
My wife just vetoed that. You could do that one, John. I can't do that one.
No, I don't want to do that. I like they don't need the money because their family's rich.
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
That is
you just
got to
figure what the thing is somebody invented.
Yeah.
Like the...
Okay, so that's the challenge.
That's okay.
Send us your idea at Last Podcasting.
Cliff Bars.
And hopefully we'll pick a good one out and we'll get behind it and we'll let you know.
He sold Uno to Milton Bradley. He remembers the call when he came in. He was over there.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap it up on that. And I'm John Reap. Thank you for listening to another episode of Skeptic Tank.
I want to thank you guys, John Reap and John Heffron, for listening to another episode of Last Podcasting.
Well, you're certainly welcome. This was great. Maybe if this takes off, we'll do more of this, and we'll get like Mark Maron in here, and we'll just have everybody do one together.
Didn't they used to have that in the 70s, like TV shows? Like they do guest stars, the crossover shit, right?
They did
a Law and Order and Homicide, where they started on one show and did on the other.
Nice. How about this? Here's what we do next time, real quick. We have a bell, and every time we ding it, we flip the other person's show.
Other person
and
control.
We have to continue the conversation that's going on. It's doable.
Okay.
Maybe not enjoyable.
It's doable.
Maybe not entertainable.
Jetta, you can ring the bell. Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, so is this where your theme music starts up? Or
this is where I put the music in.
And this is
right about here is where we would end ours.
So check us out.
It's playing right now.
Oh, where the music's playing?
Now this has turned into the Bob and Doug McKenzie album.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say bicycle and I'm done. Bicycle. Look at all these rumors surrounding me every day. Just need some time.
That was it. That was our conversation. Just a short one. It was pretty fun, actually. I had more fun just talking crazy shit about whatever we wanted to than I did talking about Last Comic Standing. That's the show, everybody. Next week, I have no idea what it'll be, but it'll be on Sunday. I should have put this one on Sunday. I painted myself in a stupid goddamn corner. Now I got to do another podcast. Anyway, go to AriTheGreat.com. There'll be some clips of Reap and Heffron doing stand-up and maybe some videos of the songs I used, the songs that will eventually get me shut down and my podcast deleted by SOPA. That's it, everybody. Until next week, hasta la vista. Oh, I should say, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, number 41, over and out. No, 42.
John.